Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Science of Success. Introducing your host, Matt Bodner.
Dr. Rich, welcome to the Science of Success.
Matt, thank you for having me. Big fan of the podcast and excited to be here and challenge and give value to your entrepreneurs.
Awesome. Well, it's really good to have you on here. And I'm excited because I think the topic that you talk about, it's so simple, but it's really powerful too, right? And it's something that a lot of people probably don't pay attention to or don't really think about, especially in a business context. And to me, it's a really, we were talking in the pre-show about this idea of like finding every single edge, right? Even if it's a quarter point, almost that classic sort of example of the aggregation of marginal gains, every single small advantage can stack up over time. And I think this is an advantage that a lot of people don't understand and don't think about, which we'll share what this big secret advantage is here in a second. But for folks who aren't familiar with you, Dr. Rich, tell us a little bit about your story and kind of how you came upon this revolutionary strategy.
Yeah, thank you very much for the intro. So I'm a facial plastic surgeon. And when I got out of medical school, I had my passion. We were in the emergency room treating these trauma victims that were just unrecognizable. And when we would take care of them and our job was to put them back together, they all told us the same thing. They were so grateful that they could look normal, that they could look like themselves again. And it just touched me. I was hooked. I wanted to be a part of this artistry of analyzing the face, treating the face, and helping people when they really needed it the most. So I became a facial plastic surgeon. And as I built my business, I discovered you may hear many physicians get out there and start their business and they don't know how to run business. So I had to figure it out for myself. So we got busy. I loved seeing my patients' confidence. We had a lot of word of mouth referrals. We started doing some marketing. But I ran into my business manager one day and we were ships passing the night. I saw him in the hallway. I thought one of his family members had died. And I pulled him into a room. I said, "What's going on? Are we okay?" He says, "Well, I think we're going to have to file for bankruptcy." "What are you talking about? Like, we're busy. I felt overworked. I needed a vacation." And we were making a lot of money, but we were spending even more. And I was not accountable to the business part of it. So I'm like, so I had to figure this out. I had to own up to it. So I started getting business mentors, studying business, things like, you know, what you're doing, Science of Success. And I started figuring out the business, but the team morale was awful. And I had to figure that out. I'm like, what can I do? And then I had this revelation. I said, okay, wait a minute. I like to smile. I like to be funny. I'm going to start smiling more around the office and get people to smile more. And if we smile more, everybody's morale will boost up. It's going to be great. And it was just so excited to share this with my team. I brought them into the room. I told them all of this. And I was pumped up about this. And I discovered that when you tell people that they need to smile more, they won't do it. In fact, they resent being told to smile. They're like, "Don't tell me to fake smile. That's bogus. It's baloney. It's fake." So I had to get them. How could I get them to smile? You can only bring so much chocolate to the office, right? And we would put the mirrors up so people smile and dial. And they used them a little bit. They would see their, you know, flat face, and then they would just get on the phone and be nicer. But they pushed the mirrors to the side. There was only one way that I could get them to smile. I had to show up and I had to smile. And I was stressed and I was frustrated and I felt so burned out. But I would still show up. I'm like, okay, guys, here we go. Whoa, look at this schedule. It's a busy day. Thank you guys so much. I know there's a lot of work there. And these patients, they love having our treatments. You guys love taking care of us. It's going to be a big party today. And even though they may have been laughing at me, I didn't care. They were still smiling. And they started to appreciate that I was making the effort. And everybody wants to have a nice work environment. And I persisted. And slowly, you know, attitudes started picking up. When I would show up and be happier, they appreciated it. And it worked when I showed up to do it. Now, I had some staff members that no matter how much we coached them, and they still wouldn't smile. One in particular, and it was someone I really loved. I helped them get through nursing school. And they would say, well, I fake it in front of the patients. But you can never really fake it, right? If you fake it, you know. You can always tell. So I pulled this person aside. I said, listen, I'm not going to fire you, but you just can't work here anymore. Because you never smile. You're not happy here. If you can't be happy here, you got to go find someplace you can be happy. And they did leave. And it was, you know, difficult because turnover and you got to retrain someone. But this weight was lifted off my chest. It was just like, wow, you didn't realize it could actually be this good. And so when I went through this in my business, and then when morale and attitude goes up, business started perking up, and we're honored to be leaders in our industry. We train doctors nationally on how we do our business practices. So I said, I got to quantify this. How do I bottle this up and give this to other doctors and other entrepreneurs? So that's where I created my smile score. You can actually quantify and measure. I used all of my 4,000 facelifting procedures, 20,000 syringe of facial fillers, injections, and I've looked at tens of thousands of faces and facial analysis, and it cues you in to emotional signals, emotional intelligence, and are you making people happy? In our business, every business is you got to make someone happy. How do you know if you make someone happy? If your product brings a smile to your customer's face, you're heading in the right direction. So I put together this little, let me bring this over here and I'll give you the graphic so you can show this here. But this is our, we put together the smile score. Now here's where this is really powerful, right? So everybody has a smile score. Some people, they smile no matter what happens to them. Well, I guess I got a flat tire. Some people, no matter what happens to them, they never smile. So I use physicians, right? In medicine, depending on which area of medicine you're in, doctors are often low or middle smilers. Now, I'll talk to people and they say, well, you know, my doctor's a high smiler, but there's a lot that are middle or low. So what's your experience been, Matt, with physicians you've interacted with? I'm curious. Have you found them to be high, middle, or low smilers? What's your experience?
I'd say most are like middle to low would be my
middle
to low. I don't think of like, other than you, I don't think of most physicians that I interact with being like bubbly and smiling all the time, right? Like I do have a couple for sure, but most of them I think are more serious and like kind of reserved.
Right. And that's a traditional thing. That's an old fashioned thing. And there's certainly a place for seriousness in medicine. But 99.5% of medicine is not, it's outpatient. It's not like you're dying. It's not a femur fracture. So here's an interesting question. Where do patients like to see their doctor for the best customer service or the best patient experience? Do they like serious, middle of the road, or high? Now, patients don't want the silly doctor. Hey, Matt, what are you doing? Like, that's not what it's about. But if I come into the room and say, Matt, so good to see you. Hey, we got your lab test. We're going to take great care of you. If you believe your doctor likes you, you feel they're going to do a better job. The number one determinant of patient compliance is, do you like your doctor? And guess which doctors are more likable, right?
The ones who smile more.
The ones who smile more. Guess which doctors get higher survey scores?
The ones who smile more.
Now, by the way, doctors, we're healers. Entrepreneurs are healers, right? Do you heal people's business wounds? If you have an apartment building, are you healing people's, they need a space, they need a place to live. You're healing that wound. You can consider anyone to be a healer. If you're a janitor, whatever your service is in business, when you are serving, people feel you're going to do a better job if they think you like them. And by the way, the more you smile around your patients, you actually do like them more. It's diagnostic and therapeutic. Now, there's tons of research to back this up. There are studies to show that when we smile more, our pain tolerance is higher. We can tolerate pain. Now, in the workplace, entrepreneurs and business, we have many painful situations. Would that be helpful if you or your team could tolerate more pain? Would that be helpful?
Sure. Right. Always.
There's data to show when you're a higher smiler, you will stay married longer. Would that be helpful if you're in a long-term relationship to stay married? Right? Some people say, no, not for me, right? When we get into a long-term relationship, we want to stay, whether it's a marriage, a personal relationship, or a long-term business relationship. Good businesses are in it for the long haul. Your business relationships will last longer when you create more smiles and when you're bringing more smiles to the table. And this is going to blow you away. There's data to show we live longer when we smile more. They did a study on baseball players. So they had their baseball cards. This is in the 50s. And they would have, you know, the players would be there with their bat and, you know, serious and like a little smile, you know. And then some of the guys are there, you know, the big smile, like, hey, like this. They broke them out in those three categories: low smile, no smile, medium, and big smile. The people who smiled the biggest, they lived an average of 7 years longer.
That's wild.
There's data out there. And it's intuitive, right? When you feel better, people treat you better, more things go your way. It's just that constant stress of never smiling. It gives you heart disease, right? So these are intuitive, but a lot of people don't get it. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever met any business people that take themselves a little too seriously?
Certainly. Yeah. All the time.
To their detriment? Does it hurt them if they're too serious?
I think generally, yeah. I mean, it's similar to medicine, probably. I think there's contexts where you want to be serious.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of contexts where folks being more serious probably hampers them in their pursuit of whatever they're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. So let's take as an example. In medicine, there are times where you need to be serious. In business, there's times you need to be serious, right? So let me give you the medicine example where you should be serious. If you got to give someone a cancer diagnosis, which, you know, fortunately in my practice, we have a lot of happy medicine, but I have patients come to me all the time telling me they've got terminal. They say, doctor, I've got a year to live and I just want to do a treatment and make myself feel good. I'm like crying in the office. When I see a patient like that, first of all, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened. And then I put my brain on and say, okay, how can I help you? What support do you need? Do you need this doctor? Do you need this physical therapy? Which specialist do you need? Because it's difficult to navigate medicine. So then I'm not all smiles at that moment. I'm like, let's get this, you know, let's get a plan. Once we have a plan, then we say, okay, we got this plan. How's that feel? Is that good for you? Then when we're done with that, then you say, okay, well, it's my honor to be your doctor. I look forward to seeing you soon. And I give them a hug. I hug my patient. I give them a hug. And that's where the smile comes in. Because we care about them. You want to show that to them. And healing is a feeling. And when you do that in medicine, if you don't smile, the patient's just going to walk out flat, feel emotionally dead. That's not the right way to do it. Now take that to business. If you have a high-stakes, serious business thing going on, you're either going to have an adversarial relationship or you're going to have a relationship that you have mutual respect and you care about that person. Now, most people today, certainly you can run and gun and be adversarial in business. And if that's what you want to do, that's great. But, you know, if you want long-term business, it's nice to have people that you love and do long-term business with. So even when you have serious conversations, you want to bring it and say, you know, look, Matt, I know this was a tough deal and we're going to make this concession here and you do that. I really appreciate that. And I look forward to doing business with you long-term. Because business is about relationships. It's about people. So are you too serious, right? How do you know, right? We set the tone. For me, I don't want to let anybody take my smile away, right? That's me. That's my personal happiness. And when I interact with my team members, it lifts them up. And every entrepreneur, you got to work with the team. You got to be a leader. You got to lift them up. So if you are aware of the smile score and you use it, this is your advantage. If you're ignorant of the smile score, you're going to burn out your staff. You're going to burn out yourself. So that's the foundation of what we do. And I have some people are the skeptics out there. They're like, I'm not so sure. They tend to be the lower smilers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Yep. But there's an intuitiveness to this. And if you're a skeptic in the smile score, just ask people to rate you. What level smile score do they think you are? And what level should you be to be most effective? Some people, well, I don't need that. That's meaningless. I get my job done. Well, okay, that's fine. Listen, it doesn't work for everybody. There's always some people it's just not going to work for. That's fine. But people are heading in this direction. And if I can take a step further, our world needs healing. I mean, when you read the news and all the, we live such a privileged life, we can start the healing by healing ourselves. So this is just for me to keep my own sanity, right? I love life. I love being alive. I love taking on my business and treating my patients and helping my team members grow. This guides me every day.
I want to unpack more of the smile score and some of the science behind smiling. And I mean, I think, you've already demonstrated it's a pretty powerful thing that a lot of people probably take for granted or don't pay attention to, which I think is really interesting. But before we even get there, you mentioned a few things earlier that I'd like to understand better or explore related to smiling, but also I think would just be interesting to kind of get your perspective on. So one would be, you talked about, especially early on in your journey about smiling and bringing smiles to the office, that you had to put a smile on your face, even if you were feeling super stressed, super burned out. Walk me through how you think about doing that, because I certainly feel that way a lot of days where it's very stressful, lots of challenges, and it's hard sometimes to pick yourself up and slap on a smile. How do you think about that internal struggle? How do you motivate yourself, or maybe motivation is the wrong word for it, but how do you think about staying positive, keeping a smile on, both metaphorically, but also actually, when you are very stressed and burned out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I spend a lot of time working to fortify myself and build positive energy. So the foundation of me being able to smile when I do not want to is I don't give a damn what people think about me. And I welcome you and the listeners to say that. By the way, say, if you don't give a darn, give a damn, pardon the curse words, but don't give a damn what people think about you. I mean, we care to a degree because we want to be ethical and do well by others. And I always follow the rules and don't break the laws. but I don't care if people think that I'm dumb or arrogant. I don't care what people think about me. If they don't, they can see me for who I am. So when I say, now I'm going to demonstrate that physically, right? If I really don't care what people think about me, well, I can do whatever I want. And it's silly. Now you can use your body and it changes you up. So this morning I got into my pool. It's 61 degrees. So let's say I'm having a day like I don't feel like smiling. When I get into that pool, I can't think about anything else. I'm like, oh, and I'm swimming around and it like shocks my system. Okay. We all have the self-talk, whatever we're thinking about, talking about, whether you find out what makes you smile. That's what you do. Whether it's singing, dancing, music, listening to your great music, you know, whatever you like to do, moving your body is very powerful. Now we have a lot of cultural restrictions. If you move your body too much, if you're out in public and you start doing like this, people are like, whoa, whoa, what's going on? Like there's a lot of rules. And we punish people socially. We give them the look like, well, like it's bad, but you're not harming anyone. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to talk to my brain, my self-talk that's going, the only reason I don't feel like smiling is because my self-talk. If I'm present in the moment, oh, wow, look at this beautiful, I got this building over my head. I get to talk here with Matt Bodner and work. Technology brings us so close. Oh my gosh, just being present makes you smile. The smile score is a tool to make you more present. So what do I do to make myself smile? I get physical. I work out as much as I can. I spend time with my family. I spend time with my dogs. And you have to be careful who you spend time with. We've all had people in our lives like, boy, a lot of negative energy. I got to set some boundaries and create some distance. So the more you start doing this, it's like keeping a clean house. Like I got teenagers at my house and boy, if I could just get them to clean up their stuff, it makes me so happy, right? But eventually the teenagers, they get their own place and then they say they keep it clean. We have to keep our emotional house clean. So it's normal. You wake up and whatever the self-talk's going and you're not feeling like smiling. And then I'm like, okay, here we go. And then I bring myself back to my why. Okay, I'm so grateful for my medical education. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for my team. I love my patients. I love the results that we get. I love that we're the safest way people can do local anesthesia lifts. Most doctors retire after 500 or 1,000 facelifts. I've done over 4,000, right? There's very few people in the world that have done what I've done. So now when I'm putting those reasons, I'm like, and people around me, they are counting on me. I have no idea what tragedy is going on in my patients' lives, in my team members' lives. And when I show up and I say, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's so good to see you. I was like, you know what? Yesterday, man, that was a good day. Oh my God, I can't believe you win like the Olympic gold for yesterday. It was just, we got to get a medal stand. It was a beautiful performance. So when I show up like that and I'm boosting my smile score and I'm trying to boost my team's smile score, it just feels good. It's the right thing to do. I do this for completely selfish reasons. I like to feel good. I don't like feeling, and I've had I'm a perfectionist. I'm not satisfied by anything, but then I just say, okay, just let it go, Rich. Here we go. And you got to get there. People are counting on you. And, you know, it feels good. It's intuitive. It just makes sense. The data's there. It feels good. People treat me better. I get the best customer service wherever I go. Whenever I'm out, if I'm positive, people, they treat me good. Now, you know what happens when someone treats me with bad customer service?
You're nice
to
them anyway.
I give them great customer service. I give them better customer service than they've ever had. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you. I'm having a lovely dinner with my wife. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it touches them. And you see, you know, you go to restaurants sometimes. You see like, sometimes that person looks so depressed, like they do not want to be there. And my heart is breaking. I mean, you want to try and reach them. So you get addicted to this. Like everybody's addicted to something. I'm addicted to smiling. I don't know how my wife and kids put up with me. They're like, Dad, enough with all the smile talk. But they're great smilers, right? And my dogs are better smilers than I am. Like they really got it down. They're like, oh, you know. So that's how I engage my smile. I've been practicing this for a long time. It's a skill like anything else. Business is a skill, learning English language, medicine, plastic surgery. Smiling is a communication. It is an emotional language. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. But there are many people in your life who are emotionally illiterate. And even when you've given them that good energy, they can't read it. They just sign their name X. They're like, they want to. So you just got to teach them the basics. They just got to learn their ABCs. So that's a little bit about how I get my energy up, as unorthodox as it may be. It works for me. And I have a lot of my plastic surgery colleagues all across the country. One of the first things I do when I talk to them, because our business is double or triple the business of what most plastic surgeons do, the very first thing I talk to them about, what holds every entrepreneur back? Themselves. If they're trying to build their practice, yeah, and they're like low smile score and they're frustrated and they're getting short with their staff, forget it. Let's give it the rocket fuel and love that staff and love your team and build them up and grow them. So that's a little bit about how I like to get my smile score. It's a workout. I'm a smile marathoner and we're running every day. We run the race.
I love it. Yeah. I think a lot of those strategies, right? It's almost classic sort of Tony Robbins, priming routine, change your physicality. Yes. And I think it makes total sense. I also really like the point you made around breaking through or being not being so caught up in the social structures that can often inhibit us from doing things. Like, I'm a huge fan of the concept of rejection therapy and or social skydiving or all of these concepts. And we've interviewed a lot of different people who talk about these things on the show. But to me, these concepts of getting out there and getting yourself really uncomfortable, like a couple months ago, I was traveling with a business partner of mine and we were doing a site visit for a company we were looking to acquire. And we were in the Delta Sky Lounge and we had like a 2-hour layover and we were sitting there. In the middle of it, we just sat down on the floor of the Delta Sky Lounge and started doing push-ups. And it was packed. You know what I mean? There's hundreds of the Detroit Delta Sky Lounge. Napping. I don't know if you've ever seen. There's like 3 of them. But anyway, I have a photo. Everybody's like turning, like, what's wrong with this guy? Right. But the whole reason we did it was just to make ourselves uncomfortable and sort of punch through, pierce the veil of the illusion that we have to follow all of these social rules. And as you said, it's a muscle. The more you build that tolerance of getting uncomfortable, punching through, it gets easier and easier. And you also realize nothing bad happens and it really only good things happen because you build skill sets like smiling and being able to change your state and those kinds of things.
And you actually learn, you're like, I didn't realize it could be this good. I didn't realize people would treat me this nicely, right? Yeah. I mean, what an honor it is to be on this podcast with you. When I put this energy out there, you're like, hey, Rich, why don't you do it? Let's do a podcast. I'm like, well, thank you. That's so nice. But you would have never offered this to me if you didn't like my energy.
Totally true. Totally true.
And what a gift. That was a gift that I received because I put out as much positive energy as I can and you receive it back. This is just one of the many examples. I promise you there's so much more. And then I tell people, I think you're ready for the smile challenge.
What is the smile challenge?
The smile challenge. You talk about rejection therapy, right? Smiling is a great rejection therapy. The smile challenge is identify situations in your life where you don't bring your best smile or people around you don't have their best smiles. And then you invite yourself to smile more or to help other people to smile. What would that look like ethically, you know, kindly, gracefully? So for me, one of my smile challenges, my wife, she's the woman of my dreams. We've been married for 22 years. When I'm driving and she's telling me how to drive or where to drive, and she's the sweetest person. We're at each other's throats. It's nuts. I don't know why we're going crazy with each other. So that's the smile challenge. I'm like, we are definitely not smiling. So now I'm driving. She's telling me what to do. This is my smile challenge. And I say, honey, I'm making that left turn you asked me to. Did I do a good job? I love it when you tell me how to drive and where to drive. It touches my heart, honey. Right? And we have fun with it, you know, just be fussy fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, we get tired. At the end of the day, we're tired, grouchy. I may say something, be short with someone. I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm with my wife and we're like, I'm grouchy. Oh, she's fussy. I'm like, who's fussy? Are you grouchy? I was like, you're so cute when you're fussy. It's a smile challenge. It changes things up. It's never too late to do the right thing. And so, yeah, so there you have it.
So what would you say, I'm sure you encounter folks who have a more skeptical view, probably low smile yes. score for what it's worth, but who would say something like, this is just the equivalent of slapping a smile and saying, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, right? But deep down until your head explodes, you just keep, I'm happy, right? Like,
right.
How do you refute that? Or how do you think about, you know, this not being that?
Yeah. So first of all, by example, but I have a lot of people, they're doubters. And when I would do these talks where I get up on stage and I have people do exercises. So one of the exercises we do is people face off with each other and you get a partner, like each face your partner. One partner hand up, the other partner hand down. Whoever's hand up, they're the smiler. The other person hands down, do not smile. They're the poker face. And we say on three, smiler, your job is to make them smile. Ready? One, two, three, go. Come on. I'm like, come on, let's go. And then they all start going like this and like this. And then the stiff faces here, the poker face. And they get them. They're like, they can't. Now, occasionally you get some people, they will not smile through the whole exercise. And you know what happens when the exercise is over? Poker face, they go, you couldn't get me to smile. So it shows it. When you're in a room full of people that does that exercise, you cannot refute. The proof is there. And after a while, you're like, okay, do people see me as a jerk or not smiling that much? It's like, you just want to be human. Everybody wants to ease up and laugh. And we hold on to our expectations because we don't want to lower our standards. But when we realize, hey, you can release your expectations of you got to be serious, or I've got to have dignity, or I've got to treat me with respect. You can release those expectations and you can still maintain a high standard through a different way, through positivity. Yeah. And this can very much sound like SpongeBob SquarePants, right? Who is a great role model, by the way. SpongeBob is amazing. But we don't have to take ourselves too seriously. Life is an experiment. So go test it for yourself and see which one you like better, right? Do you feel that pit gnawing in your stomach? Do you feel like you're getting chest pain? Okay. Some people, they need smile CPR. Like some people, I'm doing like running a smile code. I'm doing compressions. I'm like, come on, we shock them with the things instead of shocking them on their chest, shock their face and just get in whatever it takes, right? So yeah, there's doubters and skeptics out there. Not everyone is ready for this message, right? Let's be honest. I want to give it to everybody, but not everybody is really open to receiving it. Most people are. Most people are. And some people will say, you know what? I get it, but I've got bigger fish to fry. Sooner or later, you just get so burned out, then you just got to try something. And when you start to see, hey, this works, and people are good, people are loving, especially when you give them good energy. And what's really cool, so this is like so special, right? So what I do, right, I try and live here in the high, like 8, 9, and even up to the 10. But here's what's really cool. See, when you're here, you can only receive positive energy. Like you'll get a little positive energy, but you're not really giving out positive energy. When you're here, you're doing a little bit of pitching, but you're catching and you're saying, oh, hey, Matt, good to see you. You know, a little something friendly back and forth. Here, you're giving out so much positive energy. You're making other people smile and laugh. When my kids were young and we would take them to the theme parks and stuff, and I would throw them up in the air and I'd have them in the stroller. We were racing around. People would just look at us like playing around and just start laughing at us. Like we were just having fun. We didn't follow the rules. We were just having a good time. We're out here. So it's just so powerful. And I learned I would just make friends out of total strangers. When I live here, like I meet someone and they would look at me and laugh. Like he's like, they say, I remember when my kids were that age. Oh, they're so darling. And how can I don't ever want to go back to here. Like I can't, I won't. So, you know, you have to try it on for yourself. Here's another example you can do. Like if you got your phone, everybody get your phone out. Just take a picture of yourself. Take a selfie, big smiling selfie, really big smiling selfie. So take your selfie, get your phone out and get that big selfie going, a big smile, cheese, cheese, cheese. And then do another selfie, but this time do it neutral. No smile. Here we go. I'm serious.
The DMV photo.
Serious business. The DMV photo. And then you just swap them back and forth and you say, okay, well, who do I want as my doctor? Who do I trust more? Who likes me more? I don't want people looking at me when I'm just flat. Everybody looks better. Yeah. I say this in my office all the time. People come to me, they want to look younger, and I can help people look 10, 20 years younger. It looks natural. The best facelift looks like you never had a facelift. The best fillers look like you never had fillers. But I tell all my patients, if you really want to look your best, the smile. None of my treatments look as good as the smile. We like the shape of our face when we smile. So artistically and scientifically, I already know what I'm striving toward. There's no guessing there. And if you want to look even younger than what we can achieve with cosmetic treatments, then you just have to act immature, right? So, and then, so now I got to brag on my patients. I'm just so proud of my patients. So this, you know, Maddie, she's in her mid 70s, right? Here she is.
Wow.
Loss of volume. She did lift, laser, filler, and let me see if I can advance this here. And look how much better she looks when she's smiling, right? She looks totally natural. Yeah. She's in her 70s. Like she loves us. She is so thrilled. But we do facelift, laser treatments. I can send these over if it shows better on the video. But this is lift, laser, filler. Yeah. So cosmetic treatments that are done right, everybody thinks of botched when they think of plastic surgery. But this is what I do. This is where I use my facial analysis, treat my patients, and look how good we look when we smile. Now, she looks good when she's not smiling, but she looks better when she is smiling. And then here's my smile buddies. Oh, there's me, right? I did some fillers around my eyes. I made my jawline shorter. I'm actually 85 years old. I've just done a lot of treatments. Okay.
So you look great for 85.
Thank you. I wear it well. Yeah. And these are my smile buddies here. This is our team. Like, we got the best team. Let me tell you something. Like, every day in our office, it's a joy. And, you know, our team, they have their challenges. They bring their troubles to work. But they treat me like I'm at the Ritz-Carlton every day. They treat our patients so well. And our whole team, is addicted to smiling and good positive energy. We attract those patients. Like, we have the best patients. They love us. And there's always some exceptions. Some patients, they need a little more love than others. But, you know, so I'm addicted. And since I've gone working with doctors all across the country, and we do national conventions and teaching many different industries, I've taught with attorneys, teachers, executives, physicians, you name it. I don't care how serious they are. They've got an opportunity to bump up that smile score.
It's so interesting. You touched on this a few times, but this concept of positive energy, when you put out positive energy, it in most cases comes back to you. And even if it doesn't, personally, my experience and research validates this. Even in when someone gives you negative energy, responding with positive energy still results in a better outcome than responding with negative energy, at least in my experience, in my opinion. And it sounds like you have the similar experience, probably even more so because you're so positive and have such a high smile score. But it's so amazing to me that, you know, the old saying, you can get more flies with honey than vinegar. I mostly operate out of that, even in a business context, even in difficult or tough business situations. I'm very rarely rude or yelling at people, or I think in almost every case, you accomplish less or even sabotage yourself when you have a really negative approach to folks. But to me, this seems like a common theme across a lot of things I've seen. And it seems like it's reinforced by your experience and also the science around smiling.
Absolutely. Now, you said rarely rude or yelling, but in some cases it's called for.
Very rare, but every now and then. I don't know. I will reserve the right.
We're human.
I very rarely do.
Let's be honest. We're human, right? And I get frustrated and upset. And if I go there as quickly as I can, I apologize. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't want my negative energy to come out on you. You're a wonderful, glorious person, but I'm just frustrated about this and I want to handle this. So, you know, to speak to your point about positive energy and getting the best out of people, let me use the ChatGPT reference. One of the things that I love about ChatGPT, it has taught me how to make better queries, right? If you want a good response from ChatGPT, you need to give a good query. Every time you talk to someone, if you're in the line ordering food, you're giving a query and you're going to get a result back, or you have a business decision or a patient you're seeing, you're giving them a query, they're going to give you some response back. Now, with the smile score, if you add into your query emotional positivity, I feel good. So when I'm doing this, like, my joy hormones are going off like this. And when I am feeling endorphins and my neurotransmitters are firing off positively, we feel that in other people. So every query you give to another person, don't eliminate that from your query. You should put that in your query, because when you put that into your query, you're going to get some of that positive endorphin back from them. You get that response. So if you look at every human, we're all an individual large language model, right? Is that fair to say?
It's a reasonable presumption.
So give a good query. That's an analytical computer way, a coding way. That energy is a part of your query. Because I can say, Matt, what do you think the fastest way is to grow my business, you know, given this much capital and this type of team? What would you say? And then if I ask and I say, Matt, what's the best way to grow my business if I got this capital and I've got this dream, I've got this vision that I really want to do something so special? Like, what would you recommend? You're going to give me a different response back. Now, it also works to your detriment. If I go to someone and I say, I want this, I need that, what's the answer? And if I'm unemotional and I'm flat and it's like, whoa, it's like I'm Mr. New Yorker. Yep. I love New Yorkers, but, you know, so you're not going to get a good response back. So it may make sense. However, people do plenty of things that don't make sense, right? I love the Keith Cunningham quote. He says, if you want to be successful in business, you don't need all these smart ideas. Just don't do dumb things. Don't do the dumb things. Sounds easy, actually very difficult to do. When you're building relationships, it's dumb to have a low smile score. It's dumb to make people think that you don't really like them or that you're not interested in them or fascinated by them or inspired by them or that you want to grow with them. That's dumb. When you have an opportunity to connect with someone who's important, you want to show them like, oh my God, I care about this. I'm so excited. This is an honor for me. Let me listen. Oh, I'm so fascinated. There's no place I'd rather be. It's dumb to do anything else. So, you know, that's just the way I look at it. And it's, I can talk until your ears fall off about this, but it's had so many positive impacts in my life and the people around me. So, and in fact, we put together, before I forget, you know, we put it in our Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Smile Prescription. You can download the Kindle on Amazon. And whether I'm doing training, speaking engagements. So, you know, we talk more about the research in here and, you know, examples on boosting smile score. If someone needs to boost their smile score up, this is the tool.
There you go.
This is the go-to.
So I have one or two other questions before we wrap up. But thinking about, you touched on, you know, you've built this team, your organization, everybody's amazing, everybody's smiling. How did you fight through the resistance to get people bought in? And was it more about finding the people who already smiled, quote unquote, or was it more about teaching folks to smile?
I think it's like being a professional athlete. You find the best athletes, you got to train them. What happens to the athletes? They get injuries. You need trainers. You're going to find the best people. Stuff's going to go on in their life. They're going to get, you know, their kids are going to have trouble. They're going to have financial troubles. They're going to get a divorce, something. So you find the best people, you keep nurturing, and every day you go in, you're watering the crops. Every day you go in. So before I come into the office, I got to be paying attention to myself. If I'm not sleeping well, if I'm not taking care of myself and I show up grouchy in the office, it has repercussions. It has shockwaves. Team gets burned out. I don't have to yell at my team. If I give them the look the wrong way, they feel yelled at. I don't want to do that to them, right? And as us A-plus achievers and entrepreneurs, and we're type A personalities, we've got to have everything our way. And I'm a surgeon, right? I want everything I want the way I want it right now, and I'm ready to go, you know? But you got to be kind to these people. So yes, you got to recruit them as best you can. Yes, you got to nurture them. Now, on top of that, you need good business processes. You have to keep revisiting your business processes. Because sometimes you have a business process that it just doesn't work anymore. And that's where what we call our smile audit comes through. And we had a chance to, you know, do that with one of your business associates, and it was very eye-opening, right? Every business, no matter what system you come up with, it's not about design. Elon Musk said design is overrated and implementation and manufacturing is underrated. You got to iterate over and over and over again. So you bring in the team, you got your systems. Every day you're iterating. How's it good? You make it even better and better. Even if you have a process that's not that great, if you iterate it over and over and over again, the design doesn't have to be great, but your execution is so good, right?
That's really smart.
So there's no substitute for that. But the smile score allows you to look at it from a different perspective. Change your perspective, change your whole world. Everyone needs the smile score. And then once you get addicted to it, I mean, we're all in this together. We're here to help others. So hire for that success. Keep iterating every day. Keep smiling. And then I tell people when I give my talks and I ask at the end, I say, look, I'm going to ask for a donation to support the cause. I want to know who is going to donate 500 smiles for the cause, right? Who's show of hands? People start cheering. They're like, I'll donate. Who's going to donate 1,000? Who's going to donate 10,000 smiles? Yes, the energy's going. I say, how many smiles should you give? Ask yourself, how successful do you want to be? How happy do you want to be? And how much value do you want to create for others? When you know the answer to that, you will know how much you should smile.
I love that. And you may have just answered this question to some extent, but for somebody who wants to start smiling, who wants to implement this, who wants to take concrete action to put some of these concepts into place in their life today, what would be one action item or piece of homework you would give them to start with as soon as they finish listening to this?
Look in the mirror. Go make somebody smile. Just make anybody smile. However you do it, do a little dance or do something silly. Make yourself smile. The funniest, you want to do something funny, even if it's not funny, then it's really funny. Because when things aren't funny, they're like, that's not funny at all. That's hilarious. When people are doing stuff, that's not funny. Oh my God, that's terrible. We laugh at that. So humor, you'll find it. Just go to your humor and don't give a damn what people think about you. And then, you know, you can look us up. We're here for you. Look me up if you need help. I've had people call me all the time. I was just talking with, just this weekend, I was talking with a physician who's in an executive position. We went through a whole process that we go through. And in addition to my smile audit, I do a process when whatever process you have and it gets challenged and frustrated and it needs reworking, I call it my messy thought syndrome process. I use this with my patients because patients come in and they're all over the place. And I rein them in and help them come up with a good plan. Messy thought syndrome, we put things in writing. We break it down into the basics. If you're dealing with messy thought syndrome, that's going to bring your smile score down. You're confused. You're overwhelmed. You don't know what to do. But when you have clarity, sounds so simple, but people live with so much messiness and ambiguity and lack of clarity. So that's the other important ingredient. Get some clarity. Let's deal with your messy thought syndrome. You need any help, give us a call. We're here for you.
I like it. And so, Dr. Rich, where can people find you and your work online?
Yeah, we're at imagelift.com, imagelift.com. We're in Tampa and the Villages. We help people look younger. And if you're looking for executive support, give us a call through the main office number and let them know. Ask for me and we'll get you in touch and get you what you need. We do have a warning, however, that we cannot be held responsible for any behavior people engage in when they're smiling more and their business is more successful and they're making more money. I just want to warn people up front, just to be prepared.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Rich, thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing this wisdom, and for putting a smile on my face during this conversation.
It's my privilege, my honor. We'll be in touch, Matt. Thank you so much. We're here to help this world be a better place, one smile at a time.
Thank you so much for listening to The Science of Success. We created this show to help you, our listeners, master evidence-based growth. I love hearing from listeners. If you want to reach out, share your story, or just say hi, shoot me an email. My email is matt@successpodcast.com. That's M-A-T-T at successpodcast.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I read and respond to every single listener email. I'm going to give you three reasons why you should sign up for our email list today by going to successpodcast.com, signing up right on the homepage. There's some incredible stuff that's only available to those on the email list, so be sure to sign up, including an exclusive curated weekly email from us called Mindset Monday, which is short, simple, filled with articles, stories, things that we found interesting and fascinating in the world of evidence-based growth in the last week. Next, you're getting an exclusive chance to shape the show, including voting on guests, submitting your own personal questions that we'll ask guests on air, and much more. Lastly, you're going to get a free guide we created based on listener demand, our most popular guide, which is called How to Organize and Remember Everything. You can get it completely for free, along with another surprise bonus guide, by signing up and joining the email list today. Again, you can do that at successpodcast.com, sign up right at the homepage, or if you're on the go, just text the word SMARTER, S-M-A-R-T-E-R, to the number 44222. Remember, the greatest compliment you can give us is a referral to a friend, either live or online. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us an awesome review and subscribe on iTunes, because that helps boost the algorithm, that helps us move up the iTunes rankings, and helps more people discover the science of success. Don't forget, if you want to get all the incredible information we talk about in the show, links, transcripts, everything we discuss, and much more, be sure to check out our show notes. You can get those at successpodcast.com. Just hit the show notes button right at the top. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Science of Success.